We begin the current daf, Masechta Ksubos, daf Kuf Yud Beis, the last and final daf, Masechta Ksubos. So we begin two lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, from discussing the Shvach, the praise of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara tells us that Reb Chelboi, Reb Avira, Reb Yis Bar Chanina, these three Talmidei Chacham, Iklu Lahu Astra, they came to a certain place, Aisu Kamayu Afraska, they brought in front of them a peach, Dave Ki Ilpas Kfar Hinoi, that was as large as a frying pan, from the village of Hinoi. Now, the Ilpas Kfar Hinoi Kamahava, and how large is a frying pan from that village? Heisan, 5 son, that's how large, again, the fruits, the produce of Eretz Yisrael was. Again, we're talking about how praiseworthy the land is. Now, Achlushlish, they only ate a third of it. Vefkirishlish, and a third they declared ownerless. Venosmu Lifne Behemtishlish, and a third of it they used to feed their animals. Now, Lashon, the Ikhli Rebelaz Lahasim. The following year, Rebelaz came to that same place. The Aishlu Kamein, they brought in front of him. Noktu biyade, he held it in his hand, meaning he realized that it was smaller, and he was able to hold it in one hand. So Amar, he said, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, Eretz pri l'melecha, a land of fruitfulness turns into salt, meruas yeshveva, from the wickedness of those who dwell in there. And it's because of the sins that causes the bounty and the produce to be diminished. Rabbi Shua ben Levi ikla l'gavla. Rabbi Shua ben Levi went to this place, Gavla. Chazinu lahanu ketufi, he saw there were these clusters of grapes, davakaimi ki ikla, that looked like calves. That's how big they were. Amar, he said, agolam ben akfanim, there are calves amongst the grapevines. So Amalei, they said to him, no ketufi ninu, those are clusters of grapes. So Amar, he said, eretz, eretz, hechnisu peresaich, he said, land, land, draw back in your produce, your fruits. Because lemiata meitza peresech, for who are you bringing forth these great fruits? Larvaim halalu sh'amdu aleinu mechataseinu, for these Arabs that they went and took us over because of our sins. So l'shana, at the end of the year, iklo Reb Chiya lohasum Chiya came there. Chazinu davakai mekizi saw these clusters that looked like goats. So Amr, he said, isn't ben agfanim, I see goats amongst the grapevines. So Amr Leh, they said to him, Zil, leave, Leitavidlon kichavach, don't do to us like your friend did, meaning that it was as big as a large animal, and then it got diminished because he said to the land to take it in, and now it was already like goats, and he was starting to say the same thing, so they said, quickly go before you do the same thing and make the fruits get even smaller. Tarabanu in Nabraisa, Bebirchei Seha Shel Eretz Yisrael, when the years are blessed in Eretz Yisrael, Beis Saw, in the area of a saw of land, it produces 50,000 kur of fruits. Now, as the Gemara illustrates, you can learn this out from Tzayan, which is the best place in the land of Egypt. And from there, we can learn out Eretz Yisrael. Because the Yeshivasa Shel Tzayan, at the prime time of Tzayan, Beis Saw Eisa Shiva Kurim, an area of Saw would make 70 kur of fruits. The time I learned the Braisa. Amr Meir Meir says, Aniri Isib Bikas Beishan, I saw in the valley of Beishan, which is from other lands, not Eretz Israel. Beisa Isa Shivim Kurim, that a Beisa made 70 kur. Now, Me'en Lacham U'ula B'chal Aratzis, Yerisim Eretz Mitzrayim. There's no land better and fertile than the land of Mitzrayim. Shalom, like it says in Pasuk in Bereishis. Kegan Hashem, Ke Eretz Mitzrayim, like the garden of Hashem is the land of Egypt now. Since in other lands, it would make 70 kor, a beisa. So first, all the more so inherits in the land of Egypt because there's no land better than the land of Egypt. Now, be'en locha me'ula b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, yesh Mitzrayim. Now, there's no land better in Egypt itself than Tzayan. Davamar b'bom alochem, that's where they would bring up the kings of Egypt. That's still like it says in Pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki hayu b'tzayan sarav, because in Tzayan were its leaders. Now, as Rashi explains, actually reference that the leaders are the Jewish people. And the Pasuk is speaking about them disparagingly, that because they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they relied on the kings of Egypt, and they would always be sending their princes and their emissaries to go to Tzayan, where the Egyptians' king were, to bring them gifts and so on. So you see that that's where the kings lived in Tzayan. Now, Ve'en lecha trashim b'chol Eretz Yisrael yesh mecheven. There's no land in Eretz Yisrael that's rockier and the less type that's ideal for planting than Chevron. That's where they wouldn't plant, that's where they would bury the dead. In spite of all this, that Mitzrayim is better than all the other lands, and the best land of Mitzrayim is Tzayan. And there it's Yisrael, it's lowest land is Chevron. Still, Chevron was built better, was more fertile. Al achas mishiva b'tzayin, seven times better than tzayin. Like it says in the pasuk, Chevron sheva shonim nimnas alavnei tzayin mitzrayim. It says that Chevron was built 7 years before tzayin of mitzrayim. Now, my nimnas, what does the pasuk mean it was built? Ilem nimnas amamish, if you interpret it, it means literally built. But after adam b'ina bayis l'bnei kod, is it possible that a person would build a house for his youngest son, meaning Canaan, which is the land of Israel, before he builds a house, meaning prepares the land for his older son, which is Mitzrayim, like it says in the pasuk. It says, "Ubnei Cham," the sons of Cham, it says in Sefer Bereshis, "Kush u'Mitzrayim u'Fut u'Canaan." So Canaan is younger than Mitzrayim. So how could you say that Chevron was built 7 years before Tzayan, if Mitzrayim, which is where Tzayan is from, is an older son than Chevron, which is from Canaan? So, rather, it's like we said before, that Chevron is seven times better, it wasn't built before, but it's seven times better than Tzayin. So if you take 7 times 70 kor, which is what Tzayin produces, that comes out for a total of 490. Now, this that we said that it's seven times better to make 490 kor, that's only by a rocky terrain like Chevron in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's not rocky, then you have to add on another 10 to make it 500. Now, that's talking about when the land of Israel is not in a blessed year, it's going to make 500 kor. But when the land of Israel is blessed, it says the pasuk in Bereishis, that Yitzchok planted in that land, and it says within the pasuk, it produced meya sha'arim, meaning what it usually produces in other years, in the blessed year, it had 100 times that amount. So if you take 100 times 500, it comes out to 50,000. That's what the blessed years of Eretz Yisrael in the Beis Sukkah produce, 50,000 kor of the fruit. Time to learn the Braisa. Amar Braisi says, Saw b'Yehuda, a saw that's reaped in Judea, in Eretz Yisrael, Ha'isa chamesh son, which from that saw they would be able to make five types of flour. And they are saw kemach. First is regular flour, and that is, it's like a thin dust that comes out from the sieve when it's being sifted, where they take the grain of wheat, and they grind it in this more coarse type of a grinding, not so finely ground. And what the flour that comes out of the sifter, that's the regular flour. Then they would take what's still on the top, that is what would be made from that, the fine flour, and then they would put it back into the sifter again, and the second one, the sawsilus, then you're able to have fine flour. Then the third type is saw subin, which is a saw of bran, where is that? That's on the outside of the grain itself, where they would put it in and then grind that up and use that as another saw. Then the fourth saw is a saw mursin, which is a coarser bran, which is a later stage in the process of the grain itself, which is a coarser bran. And finally, the saw kiburaya, which is not such a high quality flour, where they would make black bread from that. From this one saw, they would be able to really come out with five saw of different types of flour from the grain that was grown in Judea. Now, Amalehahut Tzeduki to Reb Chanina, there were certain Tzeduki that they don't believe in the oral tradition, said to Reb Chanina, he says, Yo mashpechisu bo ba'arachim. It's very good that you praise your land. And the reason is because Bai saw achas anichli abba, my father left me over just an area of a saw in Eretz Yisrael. And mimena meshach, from that land I get oil. Mimena chamar, from that land I get wine. Mimena iber, from that land I get grain. Mimena kidneys, from that land I get legumes. Mimena rois meknasi, from that land the shepherds are able to take my livestock out to pasture. Amlehu bar amayro labar the Yisrael. There is a certain person from the Amoigris who they inhabited the land of Eretz Yisrael when there was Eretz Canaan before the Jewish people came. So when the Jewish people started coming into Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua, so this Emeroi said to this Jewish man, says, Hai Tulsa de Kaima Guda de Ardena, this palm tree which is at the edge of the Jordan. So Kamakadrisim, how many dates were you able to take off from the tree as you were coming into Eretz Yisrael? So Amalei said to him, Shitni Kori 60 Kor. So Amalei, so the Amori man said to him, Akati lai lisuba, you barely even entered the land of Israel, and already, Achrevetuha, you already are destroying it. Anan Meiva Esrim Kuri Havagazrim, that we were able to get 120 kur from that one tree. So Amalei, so the Jewish man responded to him, he says, Anon nami, mechad gisa kamin lach. I was just telling you from one side we got 60. But from both sides, would be just like you, would be 120 kur. I'm Rav Chizdi, he says, Ma'edich Ziv, what does it mean, a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, the etin loch eretzchem, that I gave you a desirous land, nachlat tzvi, inheritance of the deer. So the question is, Lama eretz yisol nimshul tzvi, why is the land of Israel compared to a deer? Lama lecha, it's coming to tell you that matzvi, that just like this deer, in oiroi machzik besorai, its hide cannot really contain its flesh. And that, as we see this, when you take off the hide, it shrinks and you can't even cover the area of where the deer was up until then. Af Eretz Yisrael in Machzekis Parasel. So the land of Israel can't hold on to its produce and make so much produce and you can't even hide it anymore. It's just popping out from all over the place. Dava Acher, another interpretation is, Matzvi said, just like this deer, Kal Mikolachais is the swiftest from all the animals. Af Eretz Yisrael, so to the land of Israel, Kal Mikolachais, Lavashlas Parasel, it's the quickest from all the lands to ripen its fruit. Now, but E Matzvi said, but you would think if you were comparing it to a deer, but you would say that just like this deer, kal ve'im besari shaman, it's light and its meat is not fatty. Of Eretz Yisrael, kal levashal ve'im perasei shaman. So too, the land of Israel is very quickly to ripen, but its fruits are not juicy and fatty. Tamalama, that's what Pasuk teaches. No, that zavas chalav v'devash. The land of Israel is a land that's flowing milk and honey, meaning shmeinim mechalav. It's fatter than the milk, umetuk medvash, and it's sweeter than honey. When he came up to Eretz Yisrael, so Amar he said, "Palti li michada, I was saved from one of the curses that I mentioned in the pasuk. Kisamchu Amar, when they ordained him as a rabbi, so he said, "Palti li mitarte, I was saved from two of the curses. And kisvu besoy the ibur Amar, when they appointed him to be in the assembly of those who are involved in the secret of the intercalculation of the constellations of knowing the times of Kiddush HaChaydish, and so on, he said, Palti Limitlas, I was saved from the three curses. So now, like it says the Pasuk in Yechezkel, the Pasuk says, V'haisi yodi el ha-Navim ha-Chayzim shav, that my hand will be to those prophets that see emptiness, V'goyim etc., which it says, V'ha-Kayzim im-Kazim, and those who divine a falsehood, V'haisayit ami lo yiu, and the secret of my people they won't be, that, Zesayit Iber, that's a reference to the third thing he was saved from, which is the secret of the Iber. So that's a curse. If you won't be in that secret, he says, now he was in that secret. And in the writing of the house of Israel, they will not be written. Zesmicha, that's a reference to being ordained. When it's written down, now he's ordained. He's saved from that curse. And Vela Admas Yisrael, and they will not come to the land of Israel. That's literally, and that's the first thing. Those are the three curses that he was saved from when he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was ordained, and he was involved in the Seder Iber. Reb Zerik Yabasalik L'Eretz Yisrael, when Reb Zerik came up to Eretz Yisrael, L'ashkach Mabar L'Mabar, he couldn't find any way to ferry himself across the river to get over. So Nakat B'mitzri V'Ka'avar, so what he did was, is that there are certain places where there's no bridges, so what they do is that they take a thin piece of wood that goes along the width of the river, meaning that crosses over the river, from one end to the other one, but it's not wide enough just to walk on it like a bridge. Rather, what they have is that they have a rope that's hanging on top, which is tied to poles on either side of the river. And that's how they would walk over. So he went and he held on to this rope, at the same time walking across this narrow piece of wood. So Amalahu Tzeduki, so a certain Tzeduki saw him, what he was doing. He says, Ama Paziza, tumultuous people, Tikadmisu Pamaichu Lodnaichu, that your mouth comes before your ears. In other words, you were always a tumultuous people. You just do before you think. You said, Nasa, we'll do, and then we'll hear, then Nishma. And same thing is now, Akati b'pesizaychu kamay, so you're still in your tumultuous ways. What are you doing here? That you're not waiting for a ferry or anything, you're just quickly grabbing on and going across. You're going too hasty as a people that you were always so hasty. So Amalei, so Reb Zeir said to him, Duchte de Moshe b'Aaron le'zachula, a land where Moshe and Aaron, who were such great people, didn't merit going into it. Who said I'm going to merit? If I have an opportunity, I'm going to jump and grab it, even if it means going across this daring little plank with that string to get across to Eretz Yisrael. Reb Abba Menashe Kaper the Akar. Reb Abba, when he would come to Eretz Yisrael, he would kiss either one interpretation is the coral of Eretz Yisrael, or it means the rocks of Eretz Yisrael. He would kiss it. Reb Chanina, Mesakin Maskler. Reb Chanina would smooth out and fix all the different stumblings in the city. They were on the streets because of his love for the land of Israel, which was so dear to him. And he went around so that people shouldn't complain about, look at this and that, and that's in the way, and nothing's good. He wanted to make sure people had no complaints against the land of Israel. Reb Ami and Reb Asi, as we continue on Tamid Beis, Kaimi Mishimsha Latula Umatula Lishimsha. They would get up from the shade to the sun and from the sun to the shade. In other words, when the sun reached where they were sitting and learning and it was getting very hot, they would get up and sit in the shade. When they were in a cold day in the shade and then there was sun, they would get up and go sit in the warmer place, in the sunny place. And the reason is the same idea, because they don't want to complain about sitting in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it's so hot, it's so cold. Essentially, it's complaining about what you are living in Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't want to complain, and therefore they always made sure they lived in such ideal situations. Reb Chiya bar Gamda, Migander Bafar, he would roll around in its dust. You know like it says a pasuk in Tehillim? Ki ratzu avadecha sabaneha, because your servants desired its stones. Besafar yichanenu, and they wanted its dust, and that's why he rolled around in it. Now, Tosfos tells us that since we were speaking about previously regarding the blessings of the world to come, which is the days of Mashiach, so therefore it says this idea too, which is Amar Zeir Amar B'Yirmiyah Bar Abba, says, Darsha ben David ba, the generation which Mashiach ben David will come, kategoria, there's going to be a lot of haters and those who try to find fault on B'Tamid HaChacham, and Talmudic scholars. Now, when this was said over in front of Shmuel, Amar, he said, Tziruv achar tziruv. It's going to be a purge after a purge. In other words, it's going to be decrees over decrees against the Talmid HaChacham. Shem, like it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, V'oid bo asiriya. And that even if nine of the parts will already be gone, and there's only a tenth left, V'shava v'hois levar. And again, it'll go back again to try to go ahead and get rid of them. That's the decrees that's going to be against the Talmid HaChacham. Which Tanya Rabbi Yosef taught, and that means bezuzi plunderers u bezuzi de bezuzi, which means plunderers after plunderers will come and try to destroy the Talmid HaChacham. Now Tosfos tells us that since the Masechta wants to end on a good note, so it says the same idea over here, even though really it's a continuation of what was said earlier, previously talking about the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. So the Masechta concludes, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, says, Asidin kalilani srak shebe Eretz Yisrael. And the future is going to be that even all the non-fruit trees of Eretz Yisrael, sheyitadu peiros, that they will hold and produce fruit. Shem, like it says a pasuk in Yael, ki eitz nasa period, because the tree brings forth its fruits. Te'ein levegefen nasnu chelem, the fig tree and the grapevine bring forth its strength. Now, as Rashi explains, since it already says that a fig tree and a grapevine will bring forth its strength, so it already talks about a fruit tree. So what is the beginning of the pasuk teaching when it says that eitz nasa period, that a tree will bring forth its fruits? Obviously, it's coming to include even the ilan srak, even the non-fruit tree will bring forth fruits in the world to come, in the future. Hadnalach shnei d'yonik gezeres, shall return to you the 13th perek of Masechtas Ksubas, perek shnei d'yonik gezeres, and the slikalah Masechtas Ksubas, and we have concluded the Masechta of Ksubas.